Make yourself comfortable. Come into the present moment as best you can. Set aside any thoughts, any concerns, any challenges, any mind activity. Invite the mind to rest just for a few minutes. Focus on the breath. Breathe slowly and deeply. And as you do so, notice how the energy settled in the system. The human is on a journey. Beyond the journey from birth to death, there is an energy journey taking place. And it's not something that the human can perceive through the senses. It can expand its awareness of what is occurring beyond perception through the physical senses and the human mind. And that journey is, for the human, a journey of becoming, and yet, for that which you are beyond form, you are already that which the human is invited to become or remember to unite itself with its true nature. There's a forgetting that's taken place by choice. That which you are beyond form, the infinite and eternal expression of Great Spirit, has chosen consciously to journey into physical form as a human character, for the adventure. And that involves a shift, an energetic shift from love to fear, and from oneness to separation. This creates the context for the journey. Somewhere to journey from. And love and oneness are not a destination. They are more of a energetic returning to that state, that vibrational state that you never stopped being, even though the experience seemed that way. And so in this moment, let us invite the awareness to expand. Let us create an openness in the human mind for awareness to come. It's not something the human can do for itself. It can invite it to come to it. The expansion of awareness is the energy journey. It's the evolution of the human from fear to love, from separation to oneness. And the human does not need to understand what these words mean, what these concepts are, these energy states. Just to be open and allow the awareness to come. And so let us take a few moments to invite the inner being to assist the human with that vibrational shift. And if there is mind activity, trying to work things out, or perhaps judging in some way the present moment, just invite the mind to relax. Take a break. Be open. Receptive to a new idea. Perhaps this experience of being a separate being, a separate human from these apparent other humans, perhaps this is not what it seems to be. Perhaps there is more going on that the human can perceive through the senses. And just that openness to something beyond its human perspective and perception can be enough, like the door just opening very slightly so the light can come in, the fresh air can come in and the fresh perspective can come in. Just notice how that feels. Perhaps judgment is replaced by curiosity. The need to know can be replaced by trusting what is unknown. Move the attention to the heart. There's no thinking in the heart. It's a place of feeling. It's where the human can access love. Whenever there's mind activity, that the human would prefer to let go of, the heart is the place where it can place its attention, its focus. It's peaceful there. It's a portal to that which you are. Reassuring to know that that is always available, the access to that which you are, infinitely powerful, infinitely loving, infinitely creative. And in order for that to be more present in the experience of being human, it requires the human to exercise its free will, to bring more awareness to the thoughts in the mind, the judgments, the fears. To see those for what they are, not the real you, They are part of the human costume. Your vehicle. The experience of the physical realm. So how can the human experience more oneness? See beyond what is presented. When there's an apparent other, rather than focusing on the difference and the separation, focus on what there is in common. You are both from the same source, both expressions of the Creator. It takes you in the direction of oneness. Use the breath. Imagine breathing through the heart, breathing in oneness, breathing out separation. Oneness in, separation out. It's a practice. And yes, the mind will have its point of view. It may judge. That doesn't matter. It's what you choose to do that makes a difference. How do you use your free will? Do you use the free will to practice connecting with that which you are? Breathing in oneness, breathing out separation. Breathing in love, breathing out fear. Fear leaving the system. Separation leaving the system. The awareness expanding. Awareness of your true nature. We flow love to you now. All is well. Until next time.